Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to our live webcast of Atlantic Girls Softball here tonight. I'm Jim Field, and we'll be joining you live from the Atlantic Softball Complex here this evening as the Trojans take on the Cam Cougars in non-conference play here tonight. For Atlantic, they come in with a record of 2-2 on the season, and the Cam Cougars 1-0 coming off a win 8-2 over Guthrie Center in their only outing so far here on the season. I want to thank our sponsors for the broadcast tonight, Hy-Vee in Atlantic, the Family Vision Center, see your best, you need to see the best, and also Drs. Mark Markham and Sean Peterson, General Dentistry here in Atlantic, all helping to bring you this sportscast tonight here on KJAN.com. So we welcome you along for the broadcast, and if you miss the live broadcast, you can always catch it archived on our website as well. We'll have all that for you here this evening. The two teams getting ready for the start of our softball matchup here tonight, and the coaches out have trading lineup cards. We'll take a quick break here on KJAN.com.
Can your phone walk and chew gum at the same time? The new Droid can. And at the TV store, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer in Atlantic has several to choose from.
Droids have the largest screens, the best cameras, and thousands of free applications to choose from. Download the Weather Channel, news reports, stock quotes, and games, along with all of your social networking sites such as Facebook, Twitter, and MySpace. The download speed is so fast that before you blink, your apps are right on your phone. Your Droid will be able to run several applications simultaneously, so there's no reason to close your Facebook while you listen to Pandora. The Droids even come equipped with a barcode scanner application that will allow you to price shop and read reviews just by scanning the barcode of an item. It's not just another smartphone, it's a Droid. And in a world of doesn't, Droid does.
Stop by the TV store and get your hands on a Droid today. Your locally owned and authorized Verizon Wireless retailer, 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic.
Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. See store for details.
Jim Field back with you here in Atlantic as we get ready for our softball matchup here tonight between Cam and Atlantic. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for the two teams tonight. First, for the visiting Cam Cougars this evening, here's how the Cougars will line up tonight. They're in their blue uniforms with silver and white lettering and trim, coached by Larry Hunt. And for the Cougars, it'll be Angela Arp, the catcher, leading things off with Mariah Maylander, the center fielder, hitting second. Caitlin Paulson will play first base and bat third. Faith McCunn hits fourth. She's the shortstop tonight. Schwenke will pitch, and she'll hit in the five spot tonight. Allie Hosfeldt will play left field and hit sixth. Brittany Harris will be the designated hitter. She'll hit in the number seven spot, with Angela Berg, the right fielder, hitting eighth, and Laura Dolch, the second baseman, hitting in the number five spot tonight for the 1-0 Cam Cougars. For the Atlantic Trojans, here's how they'll go. Coach Terry Hinsman will send them out like this tonight. It'll be Rianne Cappell, the center fielder, leading off. Brianna Von Way will hit in the number two spot, playing left field. Tara Edelman, the catcher, will bat number three, with Paige Cannon, the shortstop, hitting fourth. Mackenzie Holmes will play third and bat fifth, with Katie Groves, the pitcher, hitting sixth. Alicia Hinsman will play right field, and she'll hit seventh tonight. Allie Krogman will play second and hit eighth. And Marissa Behrens will be the first baseman, and she will hit in the number nine position in the lineup tonight for the Trojans. 2-2 on the season coming into tonight's matchup. Again, I want to welcome folks listening in to our first webcast here on Atlantic Softball here on KJAN.com. Let's listen in now for our national anthem tonight.
All right, please rise for the national anthem. Thank you.
with the national anthem behind us, that means it's about time to play softball here tonight as these two teams get ready for the first pitch of our match here this evening. Atlantic sending Katie Groves out to the circle, and she'll pitch tonight for the Trojans. Well, I have that first pitch for you coming up. Mikey Davis.
Hey, my great aunt's in town. I'm waiting for a phone call from the president. Our dog ate my watch. Lost in the flood of 1998. I have fewer teeth than fingers, so why bother? Whatever your excuse might be, people don't look forward to the dentist. Maybe it's because your previous experience was not good. Let Dr. Mark Markham and Dr. Sean Peterson change your attitude. They're located on the upper level of the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Their friendly staff will help you put a white smile on your face now. Give them a call at 243-1833 before you're thinking about that tooth that hurts.
Confidence is not something that should be taken lightly, especially when it comes to your vision. The staff at Family Vision Center in Atlantic greatly appreciates the high level of confidence you've placed in them. Over the years, you've shown this confidence by recommending the Family Vision Center to your friends and family. They'd like to take this opportunity to thank you and remind you if you're having vision problems, then call the Family Vision Center at 243-1965 for an appointment. They'll give you a complete eye exam and recommend the proper treatment and corrective measures. Your eyesight is a precious gift, so entrust it with people you trust. The Family Vision Center in downtown Atlantic.
Well, ready to go here with the first pitch here this evening as the two teams all set. Katie Groves in the circle, ready to pitch to Angela Arp, leading off for the Cougars, and she promptly floats one in the right field and drops for a base hit. Arp takes the first pitch, a pitch up around the shoulders, and deposits that into right field, and she reaches first with the first hit of the evening. And the Cougars, with the leadoff hitter on here in the top of the first inning, will send Mariah Maylander, the center fielder, now up to the plate. Maylander, a right-handed hitter, stands in with a runner at first. Pitch on the way, swung on, right back to the pitcher. She'll turn, she'll throw to first, and throw it away. Toss was high. It'll be an error on the pitcher, and everybody will move up an extra bag as Arp will go around to third base, and Maylander will reach on the E1. So the Cougars have runners now second and third with nobody down, a base hit, and an error on what could have been a double play. Instead, she chose to throw to first and got nothing out of it. Now Caitlin Paulson up. She grounds one in the hole between first and second on the first pitch, and that'll be a base hit as Allie Krogman able to knock it down and keep it on the infield, but not able to make a play. And Paulson will get a couple of RBIs as both Arp and Maylander come around to score. So we are just three pitches into the ball game. Cougars attacking the first pitch each time. And it's two hits, an error, and two RBIs.
All right, welcome to tonight's baseball game.
For Caitlin Paulson, that it is 2-0. Faith McCunn stands in now for the Cougars, and she fouls the first pitch straight back and out of play. McCunn, right-handed hitting shortstop, trying to keep the first inning rally moving forward here. A couple of runs here early for the Cougars. 2-0, they lead. A pitch by Groves, swung on and missed for strike two. So a foul and a swing and a miss. So we are 0-2 now on the count to Faith McCunn. Michaela Schwenke, the pitcher, over in the on-deck circle, getting ready to hit next for the Cougars. Groves ready. The wind of the pitch is outside for ball one. One ball, two strikes the count to Faith McCunn for the Cougars. McCunn ready, says Groves. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed for strike three, so that'll do it for McCunn, who is the first out of the first inning on the strikeout. So one down, runner on at first base, two runs in already for the Cougars, and Michaela Schwenke, the pitcher, to the plate, and the first pitch is taken up the knees on the outside corner for strike one. Troy Niklaus working the bases tonight, and Tom Moore behind the plate are the umpires, both from the Griswold area. Swine on the pitch is on the inside part, right at the belt for strike two as Groves gets ahead of the count 0-2 now on Schwenke.
Batting seventh, the pitcher number 18, Tyler Obey.
Groves ready to pitch, and that's outside for a ball, tried to get her to chase one.
Batting ninth, the right fielder number 8, Tyler Jackson.
Ball and two strikes, the count here to Schwenke with one down here in the first inning. Groves ready to pitch and just missed low and away. That straightens out the count now at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. And the pitch on the way by Groves. Swung on and missed for strike three. So a couple of strikeouts here in a row. Two down now. Runner still on at first base. And Allie Hossfeldt, the left fielder, now will step in for the Cougars. Another right-handed hitting player. And she'll try to keep something moving here for the Cougars with a runner on. Drops a bunt out front of the plate, fielded by Edelman. The catcher fires the first, and that is in time as Behrens comes down with it. So it's 2-3 on the putout, and that will do it here in the top half of the first inning. So the Cougars strike first as they start very quickly. And, well, let's hang on just a second. Oh, now they're going to say it's not an out. They're going to call it a dead ball, foul ball. The umpires gathered together as the Trojans ran off the field, and now they say that after discussing it that the ball was foul because the batter bunted it, and it came up and hit the bat a second time while the batter was still in the box. So it's a foul ball, and the count will be 0-1. Now the pitch on the way, and they squared the bunt, pulled it back, took the pitch high for a ball. 1-1 the count now, two down. Hosfeld takes that pitch high and away for a ball, and it is 2-1 now. Two balls and a strike here. Groves falling behind after this. They thought they had the side retired. Now the pitch is swung on and fouled out of play over on the first base side. Trojans in the first base dugout. Cougars over in the third base dugout. Turned out to be a pretty nice night. Beautiful day. Little breeze coming in from left field. A little bit of cloud cover now. Not much. Just enough to make it comfortable out here for the fans. That pitch is high from Groves, and it's three balls and two strikes now. 3-2 the count. And the pitch on the way, swung on and fouled back once again. Just out of play, caught the top of the fence and rolled over. So it remains 3-2. One more try coming here now for Hosfeld. Groves ready, she'll wind, she'll fire. And it's grounded towards short in the hole. Cannon backhanded stop, rights herself, fires across for the putout. So it turns out to be a 6-3 put out instead of a 2-3 like we had thought earlier. But it's still the final out here in the inning. And the Cougars are done here in the first. But they do score two runs. And they get two hits. The Trojans commit one error. And there's one batter left on base. So we have played a half inning here in Atlantic. And it's the Cougars jumping out to the quick lead as they take a 2-0 advantage. And the Trojans will get a chance to come to the plate here for the first time this evening. Take a look at the defensive setup for the Cougars here tonight. The outfield looks like this. It'll be Allie Hosfeld out in left field. The center fielder, Mariah Maylander, and Angela Berg is out in right. On the infield, it's Mallory Doherty over at third base with Faith McCunn at short. Laura Dolch is the second baseman, and the first baseman, Caitlin Paulson. Behind the plate, Angela Arp, and pitching is Michaela Schwenke for the Cougars. A right-hander. Throws pretty good ball, got a little steam by in that. She'll face the Trojan lineup. It'll look like this tonight. It'll be Rianne Cappell, the center fielder, leading off. Brianna Von Way will hit in the number two spot. She's the left fielder. Tierra Edelman will catch, and she'll hit third. Now, if anybody gets on, Paige Kennan, the shortstop, hits in the four spot. After Kennan, it's Mackenzie Holmes at five. Katie Groves hitting sixth. Alicia Hensman, seventh. Allie Krogman, eighth. And Marissa Behrens hits in the number nine spot for the Trojans. They don't use the designated hitter or the designated player, as they now call it in high school. So 2-0, Cougars score twice in the top half of the first. Here we go to the bottom half as Cappell will lead it off here for Atlantic, and the first pitch by Schwenke is low for ball one. One ball, no strikes. To the leadoff hitter for the Trojans is Cappell. Set, ready, pitch on the way, and that's high and away for a ball. Took a little off of that, missed it high and away. Two balls and no strikes. 2-0 the count. Cappell ready. Here's the pitch by Schwenke. Took something off that. That was up high. Cappell fouled it off, backing out of play. So that'll take the count to 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Cappell trying to get something started here for the Trojans at the bottom of the first. The pitch, and that's a ball up and away. So 3-1 now the count. Four pitches, not a one of them in the strike zone yet so far for Schwenke. Caught a break, though, as Cappell fouled one off. Now the 3-1 pitch. Schwenke winds and fires, and that's way off the mark for ball four. So a five-pitch walk. And Cappell goes to first, and Brevon Way will step in now. Left-handed hitting left fielder. Monway wears number four on her back as she'll stand in now. The runner at first base and nobody down here in the bottom of the first. The line, the pitch on the way, and Cap is going to head towards second base. The throw down, not in time, so she steals second. Monway squared like she was going to bunt, pulled it back. And that was a straight steal as Capel moves ahead now to second base. So Capel on at second, nobody down. Monway a chance to drive home a run here for the Trojans. Pitch on the way by Schwenke. That's a bunt fouled off. Tried to drag a bunt. No luck there. She'll have to come back, try again. Now with the count even at a ball and a strike. Terry Insman, the head coach, down in the on there in the third base coach's box, signaling. Now the pitch by Schwenke on the wave. On wave, down right back up the middle. That'll get him to center field for a base hit. Capel, though, froze at second base. Not sure if there's going to be a play on it. And she stays at second. So Von Way with a single up the middle. Trojans with a walk, a stolen base, now a single. Runners first and second, nobody down. And Tierra Edelman, the catcher, will stand in here for Atlantic. Edelman with a chance to do something big here. She squares the bunt, drops the bunt down, and that's a foul ball. As that bunt came right back up, caught the bat. So it's 0-1 the count. No balls. One strike here to Tierra Edelman. She'll stand back in now. Right-handed hitting catcher. Schwenke winds. Here's the pitch. On the way. And she takes that one up and away for ball one. 1-1 the count. Michaela Schwenke ready. The wind and the pitch. That swung on and grounded toward the hole into right field for a base hit, and the ball is misplayed out in right field, and that'll allow a run to come home as Capel scores. Bonaway goes to third. It's an RBI single for Edelman as the runner was most likely going to score anyway, so no error on the play, and the Trojans are on the board. So Bonaway around to third. Edelman on a first base with a base hit and an RBI. That'll bring Paige Kennan, the shortstop, now to the plate for the Trojans. Kennan first and third, nobody down, squares to bunt. Schwenke the pitch, the pull back, the throw down to the pitcher, as they'll allow the runner Edelman to steal second base. So Edelman moves up a sack. Runner second and third, nobody down, the pitch on the way. Swung on and driven towards second and caught. Line drive caught over at second base. Nice play by Laura Dolch, and the runners will have to stay put. So Kennan lines out to the second baseman for the first out here in this first inning. And Mackenzie Holmes, the third baseman, steps in here for the Trojans. Holmes with one down, a runner second and third. The pitch on the way by Schwenke. That's up and away for ball one. Holmes with a chance to give the Trojans the lead with a base hit. Schwenke ready to wind in the pitch, and that's right down the middle for strike one. So a ball and a strike. Schwenke ready now, and the 1-1 pitch. And that's up and away for a ball. 2-1 the count. Two balls and a strike. Mackenzie Holmes with Katie Groves in the on-deck circle. Holmes ready. Here's the pitch. And that's up and away for a ball. It's 3-1. Chance to load him up here, possibly. Schwenke behind in the count, 3-1 to the hitter, Mackenzie Holmes, and here's the pitch. And that's low and inside for ball four. So another base on balls, second of the inning. And the Trojans now have the bases loaded with only one down. And timeout called for as Coach Larry Hunt of the Cougars will step out of the dugout. He wants to go out and have a quick visit with his pitcher. Terry Hinsman, on the other hand, has half the team gathered around him. As the Trojans will talk about it here, Katie Groves and the on-deck hitter Alicia Hinsman down in on the conversation along with the three base runners. Trojans have Von Way over at third base, Edelman out at second, and Holmes on at first. One down here in the inning. The only out recorded so far was also pretty well hit. It was a line drive off the bat of Paige Kennan that was grabbed over at second base by Laura Dolch. Cougars lead 2-1. We're in the bottom of the first inning. The Cougars scored twice in the top half as they started very quickly. They put two runs on the board on just three pitches. Angel Arp singled and Mariah Maylander reached on an error. And then Caitlin Paulson singled to knock in two runs, all on the first pitch they saw. Everybody back, bases loaded, one down, bottom of the first in a 2-1 ball game. Trojans trying to take the lead. Katie Groves ready. Here's the pitch from Schwenke. It's on the way, and Groves grounds it right back to the mound. Quick throw to the plate for the force there, and that's all they'll get. So the runner at home is eliminated on the fielder's choice, and that goes 1-2 on the out. Two down now here in the innings. Holmes goes to second. Edelman is on at first, and Groves reaches on the fielder's choice. So the base is still loaded, and Alicia Hinn's been up. And Schwenke ready and misses high for ball one. Schwenke wasting no time in the circle. Trojans hoping not to waste a great opportunity here. Pitch on the way, and that's low and in. It gets past the catcher. Here comes the runner from third, and she'll score. Edelman scampers home, and we are tied as the run scores on a wild pitch. Everybody else moves up as well as Holmes goes to third, Groves down to second. And Hinsman at the plate now with a 2-0 count. Pitch on the way, and that's up high at the count now 3-0. Three balls and no strikes to Alicia Hinsman. We're tied now at 2 apiece. Schwenke winds, and the 3-0 is right there for a strike. Took a little off and threw that one right down the middle for strike one. Hinsman trying to give the Trojans the lead. Runners on second and third. 3-1 to count the pitch. Swung on, popped up. Foul, third base side. And the third baseman over there to make the play. Mallory Doherty corrals that one. And that's a foul pop over to first, or over to third, rather. And that will be the end of the inning. So the Trojans do pick up two runs here in the inning, and they do it on two hits. There was one error committed. Check that, no errors committed. And the Trojans will lead two on here in this first inning. So after one complete, it is Atlantic 2 and Cam 2.
Atlantic Hy-Vee is keeping it current. Search Atlantic Hy-Vee on Facebook or text Hot Deals, HOTDEALS, to the number 49833 to receive weekly text messages. Sign up at Hy-Vee.com to have our ad delivered directly to your inbox. So remember to search Atlantic Hy-Vee on Facebook and check us out and text Hot Deals to the number 49833 for special savings and events only at your hometown Atlantic Hy-Vee.
Jim Field back with you here in Atlantic as the Trojans and the Cougars all tied up. Cam and Atlantic even at two apiece as we played one inning. A couple of very eventful halves of the first inning. Brittany Harris, the designated player, will hit to lead things off, followed by Angela Berg and Laura Dolce to start this second inning for the Cougars. As the right-handed hitting Harris steps in, Katie Groves winds the pitch. She's fouled off down the first base side, and that's strike one. Harris, the number six hitter in the lineup. I checked that, number seven hitter in the lineup. It's the bottom third due up here. Angela Berg and then Laura Dolce, 7, 8, 9 hitters. Harris behind in the count, 0-1. The pitch by Groves on the way, swung on and floated in the center field for a base hit. She took a high fastball and punched that into center for the single. So the hit by Harris is the third hit of the ball game here for the Cougars. And they have a runner on at first with nobody down, and Angela Berg, the right fielder, now will step in. Well, Groves has to once again put out a bit of a fire here in this inning. Katie Groves ready. She'll wind the pitch. A fastball. Bunted down the third baseline. Picked up by Holmes. Bobbles it. Now throws. And it's just in time to get the out. So it's a sacrifice bunt as the putout goes 5-3. One down here in the inning. The runner moves to second base. So Harris on at second. Laura Dolce now will step to the plate for Cam. Dolce with a runner on at second base and one down here in the second inning. Dolce ready. The pitch on the way by Groves, and she drives that one into right field for a base hit. Right fielder Hinsman up with it. Runner starts to come home. It's cut off. Groves quick throw to third. Not in time as the runner able to dive back in. Harris wide around third. Thought about coming home. Groves cut off the throw and almost caught her heading back to third base. So it's a base hit by Laura Dolch. She's on at first. Harris on at third now with one down. And Angela Arp, the leadoff hitter, who singled to lead off the game, will step in. Well, Arp will lead it off. Or the leadoff hitter will step in here. Runners on the corners for Cam and one down. Ready now, so is Katie Grove. She'll wind the pitch on the way. They square the bunt. The bunt here on the near side is just fouled. Tara Edelman came flying out of there behind the plate, trying to make a diving catch on that little pop bunt up the first base line, but couldn't get there quick enough. She didn't need to be about 7 feet tall to be able to make that diving grab. Oh, the Cougars will try again. 0-1 the count. Grove's ready. The wind, the pitch on the way. Swung on and missed for strike two. A nothing and two to Angela Arp. Arp trying to do some damage here. Runners on the corners, one down. The 0-2 pitch on the way, and that's up and away for ball one. Groves trying to get her chasing. A ball and two strikes now. Arp ready. There's the pitch. Swung on, popped up on the infield. Allie Krogman, the second baseman, is there. She'll make the catch. And that is out number two. So two down. And that'll bring Mariah Maylander, the number two hitter in the lineup, to the plate. She reached on an error the first time up. Two down. Runner still on the corners for the Cougars. The pitch by Groves is low and in on the fastball for ball one. Caitlin Paulson in the on-deck circle for the Cougars, hoping to get her chance if Maylander can keep the inning alive. And a pitch by Groves, swung on, popped up, first base side in foul territory. Marissa Barnes grabs a little foul pop, and that will do it here in the inning. So the Cougars threaten here in the top half of the second inning with a couple of hits, but they fail to score any runs. So after one and a half, we're tied at two apiece. Atlantic coming up.
We have no score.
Hello?
Hi, this is Alan Josephson with the TV Store.
Oh, hi, Al.
I was just calling to see how you like your new Dish Network system that Darren put in for you.
Great. I upgraded to the latest and best Dish Network has to offer. This thing is amazing.
Oh, the 922 Sling. Did Darren explain how you can watch and control the DVR from your computer or smartphone?
Yes, he was great. He showed me how to build and access my account online. I just love being able to control and watch my DVR from anywhere that I have high-speed internet connection. I even set my DVR to record my favorite show from my Verizon BlackBerry last night. We were at the feed lot. I did it all by myself.
Would you like the ability to control your Dish Network DVR from anywhere? Stop out to the TV Store and speak with Al or myself and learn how today. The TV Store, your authorized Dish Network retailer, 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic.
All prices, package, and programming subject to change without notice. Hardware and programming sold separately.
Well, we go to the bottom of the second inning for the Trojans. It'll be 8-9-1 coming up here in the inning. Allie Krogman, Marissa Barnes, and back to the top of the order, Rhianne Capel to lead it off for Atlantic. We're tied at two as the first pitch by Schwenke is up and away for ball one. Krogman quickly ahead in the order, ahead in the count here for the Trojans. Second baseman waits the pitch, swung on and missed. Pitch up around the letters. Krogman swung through it for strike one. Ball and a strike now. Nobody down. Leading off this bottom of the second inning. Krogman ready. Schwenke's pitch on the way. Swung on, grounded towards short. McCunn up with it. Fires across. And that's in time for the 6-3 putout. So one down here to start this bottom of the second inning. And that will bring Marissa Barnes to the plate. She's the first baseman. As Marissa ready, and Schwenke winds and fires. That pitch misses inside for ball one. 1-0 the count to Barnes, the number 9 hitter. Rhianne Capel, leadoff hitter in the on-deck circle for Atlantic. Pitch on the way, Barnes grounds that one off the fist over to second. Dolch up with it, she throws out a 4-3 put out. Quickly two down here in the second inning for Atlantic. And that'll bring Rhianne Capel now to the plate. She has a walk to her credit in her first plate appearance. Came around to score the first Trojan run in the bottom of the second inning. We're all tied at two. Two down. Bottom of the second inning. The pitch to Cap along the way. Swung on and hit high into center field. That ball carrying a bit. And the center fielder back makes the awkward catch. Mariah Maylander struggled a bit with that fly ball out in the gap, but she's able to make the grab. And that will be out number three here. And that's the end of the second inning. So 1-2-3 go the Trojans as we go to the top of the third inning. Still tied at two apiece.
My teeth don't hurt. Hey, my great aunt's in town. I'm waiting for a phone call from the president. Our dog ate my watch. I lost in the flood of 1998. I have fewer teeth than fingers, so why bother? Whatever your excuse might be, people don't look forward to the dentist. Maybe it's because your previous experience was not good. Let Dr. Mark Markham and Dr. Sean Peterson change your attitude. They're located on the upper level of the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Their friendly staff will help you put a white smile on your face now. Give them a call at 243-1833 before you're thinking about that tooth that hurts.
Well, we get set for the top of the third inning here this evening in Atlantic. After an eventful first inning, each team scoring two runs, nothing doing in the second inning. Cam had a threat going, but they left him on the corners in the top half of the second. Atlantic went 1-2-3 in their half, and we'll go to the third inning now as the Cougars will go the second time around, and it'll be 3, 4, and 5 due up here for the Cougars. Caitlin Paulson, Faith McCunn, and Michaela Schwenke, the first three hitters due up in the third inning here for the Cougars. Paulson reached on a single, knocked in the first two runs of the ball game for the Cougars the first time up as she takes a pitch on the knees for strike one. Paulson, right-handed hitting first baseman, waits for the pitch from Katie Groves on the way, and she punches that one off the fist, a line drive, and it's off the glove of the second baseman, Allie Krogman. So she'll reach on an E4.
Next up for the Cougars.
As the Cougars get their leadoff hitter on here in the second inning. There's a little punch shot off the fist out to second, and Krogman had that one either up, so that'll be an E4, and the batter up to the plate now is Faith McCunn as she stands in and takes a pitch in the outside corner for strike one. McCunn, the shortstop, struck out swinging her first time up. As McCunn awaits the pitch here from Groves on the way, it's a fastball inside and low for ball one. 1-1 the count, nobody down, runner at first base. Pitch on the way here from Groves is right there for a strike just above the belt, and it's 1-2 now the count. And the 1-2 pitch now from Groves to Faith McCunn is on the way, and that's low for a ball. Two balls and two strikes, the count all square. Groves ready to pitch, swung on and missed. Ball's in the dirt, but the runner's out. The runner going to go to second base. Now a try, and she just gets in ahead of the tag. So the runner Paulson advances. That'll be a stolen base. And Faith McCunn is out for the second time here tonight swinging. That's the first out here in the inning. So Paulson at second now. Michaela Schwenke, the pitcher, steps in. She struck out swinging her first time up. And the pitch on the way by Groves is outside for ball one. One down here in the inning. Runner at second base for the Cougars. They've had runners in scoring position each of the three innings so far. Pitch by Groves, swung on and missed by Schwenke for strike one. 2-2 tie. We're in the top of the third inning. Groves ready now to pitch, and that's up and away for a ball. Took a little off of that, missed it wide. Allie Hossfeldt, the left fielder, in the on-deck circle for the Cougars. Pitch by Groves on the way. A high fastball swung through for strike two. Two strikes now on the hitter. Groves ready, now the pitch. Swung on, popped up, foul, first base side, and nobody can get to it. So Schwenke stays alive. She'll come back. Try again. Two balls and two strikes to Michaela Schwenke. Runner at second. Groves ready. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Popped up. Foul again. First base side. This time Marissa Burns is there, and she'll make the catch. So the foul popped to the first baseman is the second out here in this third inning. And Allie Hosfeldt now to the plate with a runner on at second base.
Allie Hosfeldt.
Cougars trying to take the lead here. Paulson at second, two down. Hosfeldt ready to pitch, popped up, foul, third base side. Mackenzie Holmes over, oh, and can't make the play. Ball off the tip of the glove. So Hosfeldt will have new life as she'll come back to the box and try again. Hosfeldt ready. So is Groves. Here's the pitch. Yeah, that's a called strike on the outside corner. Hosfeldt couldn't pull the trigger on that one, so 0-2 now, the count with two down. Runner at second. Top of the third inning here for the Cougars. Groves ready to pitch on the way. Ooh, that's low, and Hosfeldt really wanted to take a rip at that one, but held back. 1-2. Groves winds the pitch on the way, and that's a called strike three on the inside corner, and that will end the inning. That's the fourth strikeout recorded here by Groves in the first three innings, and that will do it for the Cougars. So they get no runs. There were no hits in the inning. The Trojans did commit the one error, and they left that runner on base. So we have played through 2.5 as we go to the bottom of the third inning. It's Atlantic and Cam all squared to a piece.
Confidence is not something that should be taken lightly, especially when it comes to your vision. The staff at Family Vision Center in Atlantic greatly appreciates the high level of confidence you've placed in them. Over the years, you've shown this confidence by recommending the Family Vision Center to your friends and family. They'd like to take this opportunity to thank you and remind you if you're having vision problems, then call the Family Vision Center at 243-1965 for an appointment. They'll give you a complete eye exam and recommend the proper treatment and corrective measures. Your eyesight is a precious gift, so entrust it with people you trust. The Family Vision Center in downtown Atlantic.
Jim Field back with you here in Atlantic as we get ready for the bottom half of the third inning. Cam and Atlantic all square at two apiece here in this girls' non-conference softball match tonight for Atlantic. They will send 2, 3, and 4 up to the plate. It'll be Blue Von Way, Tara Edelman, and Paige Kennan. The first three hitters due up. Von Way, the left-handed hitter, stands in. She singled the first time up. And she drives one foul up the third base side. Tried that little slap bunt, but she got that one off the end of the bat. It started out a couple of feet fair, but it was curling and went foul up the third base side. Mallory Doherty cheating way in at third base for the Cougars. So 0-1 the count. Von Way back in the box, and the pitch on the way. She swings and bloops that one to third. Doherty can't make a clean grab, now throws, and the throw is bad, up and over the head of the first baseman, and she'll turn and head to second base, and that'll be a pair of errors on the third baseman, Doherty. So it'll be an E5 to allow her there, and then another error on the throw, just a little looping line drive that was right to her she should have caught, and she'll commit two errors on that play, one to allow the runner at first and one to allow her to go to second. So Von Way on at second base now, and Tierra Edelman, the catcher, will step in. She squares the bunt and drops one down. That is fair. The throw down to third base. And the play made at third base as Edelman will go all the way around to second. The throw, the call was safe by the umpire. I think the Trojans may have caught a break there as Edelman ends up on second base on the sacrifice. She advances on the throw. So the Trojans now have runners second and third. Boy, that throw by the catcher. Arp was right on the money, and it appeared as if the runner at third base, Von Way, slid right into the tag. But the base umpire, of course, is at a disadvantage because of the position he has to take on the field. He's behind that play, and the call was safe. So the Trojans now runners first and third, and nobody down, and Paige Kennan steps in. And the first pitch is up high for a ball. Two to two is our score. The Trojans try to untie it here in the bottom of the third inning. Michaela Schwenke ready for the Cougars. The pitch swung on and popped foul, back and out of play. One and one the count now to Kennan. The shortstop, Mackenzie Holmes, the third baseman in the on-deck circle for Atlantic. Pitch by Schwenke is low and in that time for a ball. It's 2-1. Two balls and a strike. Kennan stands back in. She's ready. Here's the pitch. And that's up and away for a ball. 3-1 now, the count to Kennan. And the Trojans benefited from Cougar mistakes here in this inning. A couple of errors on Von Way's hit to start the inning. And now the pitch is high, fly ball to the right field by Kennan. The right fielder will make the catch. The tag at third. In fact, both runners will tag and move up. And a sacrifice fly by Kennan, as she's out on the fly ball to right, but gets the RBI as Von Way scores. The Trojans now take the lead. And on the play, Edelman follows her as she advances to third. So runner at third, one down, and Mackenzie Holmes to the plate here for Atlantic. Holmes a chance to drive home a run for the Trojans with one down. And the pitch is high for a ball. Kennan with the RBI sacrifice fly. Pitch by Schwenke on the way. That's in the dirt and gets by the catcher, Arp, and that'll bring home the run for Atlantic. So the runner comes home, Edelman on the wild pitch. And the Trojans tack on another, and it's 4-2. Atlantic, without the benefit of a hit here in the inning, have scored two runs. A couple of errors, a sack bunt, a sack fly, and a wild pitch. Now Schwenke to pitch up high to Holmes, and she's ahead in the count now, 3-0. Still only one down here in the inning. Katie Groves in the on-deck circle. Schwenke ready. She'll wind. Here's the pitch. The 3-1 is in there for a called strike. Holmes let that one go. Just caught the top of the strike zone here on the outside part of the plate. 3-2. Here's the pitch. And it's driven foul up the first base side. So she'll come back and try again. Holmes trying to get something restarted here for the Trojans as they lead it now 4-2. Both runners here in the inning have come home. The 3-2 pitch now on the way to Holmes, and she takes that one up and away for ball four. So Mackenzie Holmes reaches on the walk. Katie Groves now will step to the plate. She reached on the fielder's choice her first time up. She stares down at her coach, Terry Hensman, to get the signal. And the pitch on the way by Schwenke squares the bunt, takes it high and away. The runner going to go, and the throw down to second is in time. Art guns down. Holmes trying to steal, so she's caught stealing. That's the second out here in the inning, as Art threw a strike down to second. McCunn put the tag on Holmes, and two down now. Pitch on the way. That's up and away to Groves for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Two down. Base is empty. Pitch on the way. And that is low and in for a ball. Three and nothing the count as Groves trying to restart the offense here for the Trojans with two down and the base is empty. Pitch by Schwenke is high and away, and that'll be ball four. So Groves takes the walk.
Brings up number 14.
Runner on at first, and that will bring Alicia Hinsman to the plate. That's the fourth walk issued here by Michaela Schwenke. Runner at first is Groves. Here's the pitch to Hinsman on the way, and she takes that one low and in for a ball. One and nothing to count. Hensman ready, so is Schwenke. Here's the pitch. And she takes that one up the letters for a strike. 1-1 the count. One ball, one strike. 4-2, Trojans lead it. Bottom of the third inning. Pitch on the way is up and away for a ball. It's 2-1. Two balls and one strike here to the number 7 hitter in the lineup for Atlantic. Trojans have played it 2 here in the inning. Pitch on the way, and Hensman drives that one right to left center field for a base hit. Rounding second ahead of third is Groves, and Hensman will head into second with a double. So a line drive double into the gap in left center field. And the Trojans now have runners on at second and third with two outs. And Allie Krogman with a chance now to do some damage for Atlantic. Trojans have already scored two here in the inning. They lead it 4-2, and Krogman has runners on at second and third with two down. And we're going to have a courtesy runner now for the pitcher down at third base, as for Atlantic, Leah Jepkes will head down to third and run for Katie Groves.
Into courtesy run for Groves. Number six, Leah Jepkes.
But two down here in the inning. Runners at second and third for Atlantic, and the number eight hitter, Allie Krogman, will step in. Krogman 0 for 1, grounded out short to first the last time up. 20 ready, here's the pitch. And Krogman takes that one in the outside part for strike one. 0 and 1 the count. The 0-1 pitch swung on and fouled back and out of play. Well, Krogman way behind in the count now, 0-2. Trying to get something done here for Atlantic. And the 0-2 pitch by Schwenke is swung on and popped foul again, back and out of play. Still 0-2. As Krogman steps back in. Pitch by Schwenke on the way. Swung on and hit high into center field. Lazy fly ball. The center fielder, Maylander, will make the catch. And that will do it here in this third inning. So the Trojans take the lead as they score two runs here in the inning. And they do it without a hit. The Cougars did commit a couple of errors here in the inning. And a wild pitch also allowed a run to come. Oh, take that. The Trojans did have a hit. Alicia Hensman had the double. That was the only hit here in the inning. So Trojans take the lead here 4-2 as we've reached the end of the third inning. We head to the fourth in just a moment.
Your hometown Atlantic Hy-Vee is keeping it current. Search Atlantic Hy-Vee on Facebook or text Hot Deals, HOTDEALS, to the number 49833 to receive weekly text messages. Sign up at Hy-Vee.com to have our ad delivered directly to your inbox. So remember to search Atlantic Hy-Vee on Facebook and check us out and text Hot Deals to the number 49833 for special savings and events only at your hometown Atlantic Hy-Vee.
Well, we go to the top of the fourth inning now. We've got just about every corner of the county represented here. The umpires are from Griswold. We got the Cam Cougars, Cumberland, Anita, and Messina. And then, of course, the Atlantic Trojans. We've got Cass County all covered. Brittany Harris, the designated player, will lead off the fourth inning here, as it'll be the bottom third of the order for the Cougars against Katie Groves, who misses with a fastball inside for ball one. 4-2, Atlantic with the lead. Pitch to Harris on the way. That's a fastball in there for a strike. 1-1 the count. So in the top of the fourth inning. Cougars now playing from behind for the first time tonight. Pitch by Groves. Swung on. Fouled straight back and out of play. Harris out in front of that one. Fouled it straight back. Ball and two strikes now to the number seven hitter here in the Cam order. Harris, the designated player. She's hitting for Mallory Doherty, the third baseman. Groves the pitch. Fastball swung on and fouled high and out of play down the right field side. A ball and two strikes in a 4-2 ball game. Groves ready. 1-2 pitch. Fastball just missed on the inside part at the knees. Run the count to 2-2 now. Harris singled her only time up. This time the 2-2. She pops it up on the infield, and it's going to be the pitcher. Groves will make the play. So the pop out to the pitcher is the first out here in the fourth inning. And Angela Berg, the right fielder, now will stand in for the Cougars. Berg out on a sacrifice bunt and her only plate appearance so far tonight. She'll try to get something started for the Cougars with one down here in this fourth inning. Pitch is fouled off as that one came up and in. Fouled off the fist and straight back here to the screen. 0-1 the count.
It printed into my arm.
Groves ready now, and the 0-1. That's popped up foul, back and out of play. So it's 0-2 now. Groves once again gets ahead quickly on the hitter. Cougar's been very aggressive with the bat here tonight, swinging a lot of first pitches. 0-2 now the count, and the pitch on the way. That's fouled off the plate. Well, Berg stays alive, 0-2. One down here in the inning. Great night. Very comfortable temperatures. Got a little bit of cloud cover now. The breeze across from the left field line. Another fastball on the inside part. And again, our Berg fouls that one off the fist to stay alive. It's still 0-2. Groves now. We'll see if she can slip one by her here at 0-2. Ready the pitch. And it's took a little bit off of that one up high. And that's a ball. 1-2 now the count. Groves ready. Now the pitch. And took a little off on the drop. And that's a strikeout on a swing and a miss. So Berg becomes the fifth strikeout victim of the night by Katie Groves. That's out number two. And Laura Dulce, the second baseman, the number nine hitter in the order, will step in here for the Cougars. Five strikeouts here in the ball game for Groves. Hasn't walked a batter yet, as the first pitch misses for ball one. Two down, nobody on base here in the top of the fourth inning for the Cam Cougars. In a 4-2 game, Trojans with the lead. Pitch on the way by Groves, and that's high and outside for a ball. 2-0 now the count. If Dolch can reach, Angela Arp, the leadoff hitter, would step to the plate. 2-0 the count. The pitch on the way by Groves. That's low and in for a ball, and it's 3-0. Groves ready, and the pitch is in there for his called strike up at the letters. Dolch taking all the way there. Three balls and one strike with two down and nobody on the base paths. Groves ready to pitch. That's low, and that is the first walk of the night issued by Katie Groves. Five strikeouts, now her first walk. So runner at first is Laura Dulch, and Angela Arp will come to the plate for the third time tonight. She's 1-for-2. Single scored in the first inning. Popped out to the second baseman another time up. Two down, runner at first. Pitch to Arp on the way. Swung on and grounded right back up the middle, and that'll get through for a base hit. So Arp with her second ball, or second hit of the night. She'll stay at first base as Dulch moves up to second. And Mariah Maylander now will come to the plate.
Number 13, center fielder.
Maylander to hit now for the Cougars. Maylander has reached once. She scored. Reached on an error and came around to score in the first inning. Also fouled out to the first baseman as she takes that first pitch and fouls that one straight back. 0-1 the count. Runners at first and second here with two down for the Cougars. Pitch by Groves on the way. Swung on, popped up. Shallow right, the second baseman. Krogan back, makes the catch, and that'll do it here in the inning. So the pop out to the second baseman ends the fourth inning, the top of the fourth here for the Cougars. So they do come up scoreless. No hits here in the inning. They'll leave two on base. So we played 3.5. It's Atlantic 4 and Cam 2.
Hi, this is Alan Josephson with the TV Store.
Oh, hi, Al.
I was just calling to see how you like your new Dish Network system that Darren put in for you.
Great. I upgraded to the latest and best Dish Network has to offer. This thing is amazing.
Oh, the 922 Sling. Did Darren explain how you can watch and control the DVR from your computer or smartphone?
Yes, he was great. He showed me how to build and access my account online. I just love being able to control and watch my DVR from anywhere that I have high-speed internet connection. I even set my DVR to record my favorite show from my Verizon BlackBerry last night. We were at the feed lot. I did it all by myself.
Would you like the ability to control your Dish Network DVR from anywhere? Stop out to the TV store and speak with Al or myself and learn how today. The TV Store, your authorized Dish Network retailer, 907 East 7th Street in Atlanta.
All prices, package, and programming subject to change without notice. Hardware and programming sold separately.
Hey, and back we go to action here as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It'll be Marissa Behrens, the first baseman, leading it off, the number nine hitter for the Trojans. She's 0 for 1, grounded out her first time up as she takes the first pitch from Schwenke up and away for ball one. Kayla Schwenke pitching for the Cougars. Trailing 4-2 here in the ball game. Trojans lead it here in the bottom of the fourth. Pitch on the way, and that's up and away for ball two. Behrens trying to get something started here for Atlantic with Rianne Kappel in the on-deck circle. The wind and the pitch by Schwenke, and that's a strike at the knees. So it's 2-1 now to count. Two balls and a strike. And the pitch on the way, that's up and away for a ball. 3-1 now to count. The 3-1 pitch on the way, and that swung on and popped up right in front of the plate. And the catcher, Arp, is right there to make the grab. So Behrens pops out to the catcher.
First out
here in the inning, and that'll take us back to the top of the order now. As center fielder Rianne Kappel will stand in. She's 0 for 1, flew out to center and walked, came around to score the first time around. So the right-handed hitting Kappel now will step in for Atlantic. Winky's pitch on the way, and Kappel takes up and away for ball one. One and nothing to count. Kappel ready. Now the pitch. Swung on, popped up high in a short center field. Maylander now running and makes the catch. Fooled a bit by that to begin with as she stayed back. Then she took a couple of sprint steps in and made the catch in shallow center field. That'll be the second out. And Bree Von Way will step in now for the Trojans. Now left-handed hitter is 1 for 2. She's reached both times, singled in the first inning, and reached on a pair of errors in the third inning as she hit a little bloop line drive to the third baseman who dropped the ball for an error and then threw it away at first to allow her to go to second. Way swings through the first pitch for strike one. Here's the second. Pops that one up. Shortstop McCunn right there, and she'll make the catch. So the pop out to short will quickly end this bottom of the fourth inning. Well, the Trojans go in order for the second time here tonight. And we've played four complete. It's Atlantic 4 and Cam 2.
My teeth don't hurt. Hey, my great aunt's in town. I'm waiting for a phone call from the president. Our dog ate my watch. Guard got lost in the flood of 1998. And fingers, so why bother? Whatever your excuse might be, people don't look forward to the dentist. Maybe it's because your previous experience was not good. Let Dr. Mark Markham and Dr. Sean Peterson change your attitude. They're located on the upper level of the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Their friendly staff will help you put a white smile on your face now. Give them a call at 243-1833 before you're thinking about that tooth that hurts.
Go to the top of the fifth inning now for the Cam Cougars. Pretty quick moving softball game here tonight. And for the Cougars, here's how they will lead things off here in this fifth inning. They're going to go with number 3, 4, and 5. It'll be Caitlin Paulson, the first baseman, leading off. Faith McCunn and Michaela Schwenke would be the next hitters in the order. Paulson ready. 1 for 2. She's reached both times, once on an error, once on a single, a two-run single. She's got both RBIs here for the Cougars as she swings through the first pitch for strike one. Groves quickly ready. The pitch grounded toward first. Behrens up with it. She'll step back onto the bag for the putout, and it's a three unassisted. And that's the first out here in the fifth inning, and Faith McCunn now will step to the plate for the Cougars. Katie Groves ready. She'll wind, and the pitch swung on and fouled straight back into the screen. Groves seemed to struggle a bit in the first inning as the Cougars got a couple of hits and a couple of runs right out of the gate. She's really settled down. She struck out 5, walked only 1. ahead in the count here, 0-1. The pitch, changeup that floats right in at the letters, and that's 0-2 now on Faith McCunn. We're in the top of the fifth inning, 4-2, Trojans lead it. The wind and the pitch by Grove, swung on, grounded to short. Cannon up with it. She'll step and fire across to Barons for the out. That'll be two down on the 6-3 putout. And Michaela Schwenke will step in now. The pitcher is 0-2. She's struck out, and she popped out foul to the first baseman in her only two plate appearances here tonight. Two down, nobody on. The pitch on the way. Schwenke ground line drive on the first pitch right to the first baseman. And that's gobbled up there by Barons, and that will be the third out here in the inning. So a very quick 1-2-3, top of the fifth inning. Nothing doing here for the Cougars. 4-2, Atlantic leads as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning.
Confidence is not something that should be taken lightly, especially when it comes to your vision. The staff at Family Vision Center in Atlantic greatly appreciates the high level of confidence you've placed in them. Over the years, you've shown this confidence by recommending the Family Vision Center to your friends and family. They'd like to take this opportunity to thank you and remind you if you're having vision problems, then call the Family Vision Center at 243-1965 for an appointment. They'll give you a complete eye exam and recommend the proper treatment and corrective measures. Your eyesight is a precious gift, so entrust it with people you trust. The Family Vision Center in downtown Atlantic.
Well, we go to the bottom of the fifth inning here in Atlantic. 4-2, Trojans lead it, and it's going to be 3-4-5 due up here for Atlantic. Tierra Edelman, Paige Cannon, and Mackenzie Holmes are the hitters due up here for Atlantic against Michaela Schwenke. Schwenke's started the ball game here tonight for the Cougars. Giving up four runs, just three hits by Atlantic. She hasn't struck anybody out. She's walked four hitters here in the ball game so far tonight. As the Trojans will send Edelman, the catcher, out to lead it off. So Edelman will lead things off here. Edelman ready. So Schwenke, the pitch on the way, swung on and popped into right field. And that'll be put away out there by Angela Berg. So first pitch swinging, Edelman is retired on the fly ball to right. One down, and Paige Cannon, the shortstop, will stand in. She's 0-2. Line drive to second and a fly out to right for her two trips to the plate so far. And the first pitch from Schwenke is high to Cannon for ball one.
Nothing.
4-2 the score. Pitch on the way, and that's high to Kennan. Atlantic playing Nottoway Valley and boys baseball tonight. Atlantic with a 6-0 lead early in that ball game on the opposite diamond. Pitch on the way by Schwenke, and Kennan takes that one up and away. It's 3-0 the count. Just turned the lights on a little bit ago here at the Atlantic Diamond. Schwenke ready in the pitch, and Cannon takes that one right down the middle for a strike. It's 3-1. One down, base is empty here for Atlantic in the bottom of the fifth inning. Ready is Schwenke, the pitch on the way, swung on by Cannon, popped high in left field. And the left fielder over, and Allie Hosfeldt makes the catch. Two down here in the inning, and that'll bring Mackenzie Holmes, the third sacker, up. Number five hitter in the Trojan order. Holmes is with a couple of walks so far tonight in her two plate appearances. No at bats quite yet for Holmes, as the first pitch by Schwenke is taken high for a ball. Schwenke ready, and the 1-0 pitch on the way, and Holmes takes that one high and away for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Now the pitch on the way by Schwenke is driven right back to the mound. A line shot grabbed by the pitcher, Schwenke. The Holmes lines out to the pitcher, and that is the third out of the inning. So for the second straight inning, the Trojans go 1-2-3. We've played five complete. It's Atlantic 4 and Cam 2.
Your hometown Atlantic Hy-Vee is keeping it current. Search Atlantic Hy-Vee on Facebook or Or text Hot Deals, HOTDEALS, to the number 49833 to receive weekly text messages. Sign up at Hy-Vee.com to have our ad delivered directly to your inbox. So remember to search Atlantic Hy-Vee on Facebook and check us out, and text Hot Deals to the number 49833 for special savings and events only at your hometown Atlantic Hy-Vee.
To the sixth inning we go. Atlantic with a 4-2 lead here in the contest tonight. And for the Cougars, it'll be Allie Hosfeld, Brittany Harris, and Angela Berg, the first three hitters due up. 6, 7, and 8 in the order due up here. Katie Groves throwing well here tonight. 5 strikeouts. She's walked just one, giving up just 4 hits here in the ball game. And Hosfeldt, 0-2 on the night. Strikeout and a ground out. Will take the first pitch. She shortened up to bunt. Took it for a strike. 0-1 the count. Hosfeldt ready. Groves pitch on the way. Bunted foul. 0-2 the count. No balls, 2 strikes. 4-2 the score. Groves ready. Now the 0-2 pitch to Hosfeldt. That's up high for a ball. One and two the count, and the pitch swung on, grounded towards second, and that one ate up to second baseman Corbin. It'll actually get by Hensman a bit. Hensman will stop and come back. Ball just rolled past her just a bit, but Hosfeldt going to reach on the E4.
Up next, number 11 designated player, Brittany Harris.
Well, the Trojans commit their third error of the night. And it'll be Hosfeldt at first. Brittany Harris now, the designated hitter, steps in. And she drives one into center field on the run, making the catch out in center field for the Trojans is Leanne Capel. Good hustle. Caught that one leaning forward down by the knees. That will be out number one here in the inning. And Angela Berg, the right fielder now, will step to the plate. One down, runner at first base. Cougars trail 4-2 to Atlantic, and the pitch is swung on and fouled back to the screen for strike one. We're at the top of the sixth inning. Runner at first, one down, nothing and one the count. Pitch on the way, it's a changeup taken inside. Groves just missed with that one. That's ball one. 1-1 your count. One ball, one strike here. The runner at first and one down. Pitch on the way. Swung on. Line drive in right field. Hensman up, but they're going to throw to second base. Try to get the lead runner, and the throw is off the mark. That'll be a base hit. So Angela Berg reaches on the single. Hosfeldt will advance to second base. And the Cougars have a little something going here in this top of the sixth inning. They trail 4-2, one down, runners first and second. And the number 9 here, Laura Dolch, now will step to the plate. And we're going to have a pinch runner. Cheyenne Cavan will go down to first base. A sure pinch run for Angela Berg. So Cavan is on at first base. So she'll run. And the Trojans will ask for a quick timeout now as Coach Hensman is out into the circle and has his infield gathered around now to talk strategy. We're in the top of the sixth inning. The Trojans have a 4-2 lead over the Cougars. Cougars, though, have a little something moving here in this top half with two on and one out. Laura Dolch, the number 9 hitter in the Cougar order, due up. She's 1-for-1 and a walk. She's singled in the second inning and walked in the fourth. Trojans ready to go as they break up the little meeting at the pitcher's rubber. Ready to go now as Dolch, the right-handed hitter, will step in. Groves ready now with runners at first and second, and the pitch on the way. They try to bunt, foul it off as Dolch couldn't get the bunt down, foul that straight back, and that'll be strike one. Oh, and one the count now. One down here in the inning. Dolch ready. The pitch by Groves. Square shortened up to bunt again, but pulled the pitch, pulled the bat back as the pitch was up around her eye sockets. So it'll be one and one. One ball, one strike. Katie Groves ready. The wind, the pitch. And it's a changeup that ends up high for ball two. Two balls and a strike. Trojans trying to run a little wheel play out there defensively. Kennan's going to head over to third base in case the ball's put in play. And now a bunt attempt by Dolch, swing and a miss. As she offered on the bunt attempt, came up empty. So it's two and two. Two balls and two strikes. We'll see what Coach Larry Hunt decides to do with his Cougars now. 2-2 pitch on the way, and that is just up high for a ball. It's three and two. Three balls and two strikes with runners at first and second. Groves ready, so is Dolch. Here's the 3-2 pitch, and it's popped up on the infield. Paige Kennan calls for it, and she'll make the catch. That's fielder's choice anyway, or that's an infield fly rule anyway, so the pop out. Is the first, the second out here in the inning.
Angela Arp.
And that will bring the leadoff hitter, Angela Arp, to the plate. She has reached twice. She's 2-for-3 on the night, couple of singles. Runners at first and second and two down for her here. The pitch by Groves up and away for ball one. This is a big at bat here for the Cougars. They're a pretty good stick at the plate. Arp ready. The pitch by Groves. Swung on. Pop foul out of play over the first base side. One ball, one strike now to Arp. Groves ready. Here comes the pitch. And that's low for a ball. 2-1. If Arp can reach, Maylander would be next. She's over the on-deck circle. Groves the pitch now. Swung on and bounced foul at the plate. The ball bounced off the plate and then kicked back foul as Edelman made the play. So that evens the count now at two balls and two strikes with two down. There are two on. Runners at first and second here for Cam in the top of the sixth inning. And the 2-2 pitch now as everybody's ready. Groves winds and fires, and that's inside as Arp turns away from that one. Takes the count full now, 3-2. So another big pitch coming up here by Groves. Here it comes. And that's changeup. It's up and away for a ball. Just a second walk she's issued here in the ballgame. And that one loads the bases. So the Cougars have something brewing, but two down here in the inning. And Maylander now will come to the plate for the Cougars with the bases loaded and two outs. Chance to tie the ball game here. Pitch on the way by Groves, swung on and missed for strike one. Two down, bases juiced here in the top of the sixth inning for the Cam Cougars. In a two-run game, Cougars trail the Trojans 4-2. Katie Groves tried to quick pitch that time as Maylander stepped out of the box. She wound and going to try to make a quick pitch. Maylander not ready yet, though. Now she's ready, and now the pitch. Oh, and that hit it. Well, that one came inside, caught Maylander on the leg, so a hit by pitch, and the Cougars will score a run. As Maylander gets an RBI, everybody else moves up. It's a 4-3 game as Hosfeld comes home to score. So runners still on every sack as Caitlin Paulson steps in with the bases loaded. The pitch, hit, drive to second base, and that'll do it here in the inning as the one-hop line drive. Krogman scooped it up, flipped it to Kennan for the force out at second base, so the fielder's choice ends the inning as they get the runner at second base, 4-6. But the Cougars able to plate a run. They get just that much closer. They get a run on just one hit. The Trojans did commit an error here in the inning, and they left two on here in this sixth inning. So 4-3, Atlantic leads as we go to the bottom of the sixth here in Atlantic.
Can your phone walk and chew gum at the same time? The new Droid can. and at the TV store, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer in Atlantic has several to choose from.
Droids have the largest screens, the best cameras, and thousands of free applications to choose from. Download the Weather Channel, news reports, stock quotes, and games, along with all of your social networking sites such as Facebook, Twitter, and MySpace. The download speed is so fast that before you blink, your apps are right on your phone. Your Droid will be able to run several applications simultaneously, so there's no reason to close your Facebook while you listen to Pandora. The Droids even come equipped with a barcode scanner application that will allow you to price shop and read reviews just by scanning the barcode of an item. It's not just another smartphone, it's a Droid. And in a world of doesn't, Droid does.
Stop by the TV store and get your hands on a Droid today. Your locally owned authorized Verizon Wireless retailer, 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic.
Activation, early termination, and other fees apply. See store for details.
Hello?
And away we go now to the bottom of the sixth inning for Atlantic. The pitcher, Katie Groves, leads it off, and she takes the first pitch and lines it foul down the left field line. Groves 0 for 1 and also walked here tonight. She's got her team out front. Pitching tonight 4-3, Atlantic leading. Pitch on the way, Groves pops that one back foul and out of play. And that'll make it 0-2 on Groves. And she'll stand back in, leading off here in this sixth inning. Pitch by Schwenke now on the way, and that's low for a ball. 1-2 the count. Groves ready. Here comes the pitch from Schwenke on the way and popped shallow into the left field, and the left fielder on the run making the catch as Allie Osfeld comes on to make the grab. One down here for the Trojans at the bottom of the sixth inning. Alicia Hensman now will come to the plate for Atlantic. Hensman with one down. The base is empty here in the sixth in a one-run game. Pitch on the way, and she takes that one up and away for a ball. 1-0 the count. Schwenke's pitch is high and away for a ball. It's 2-0. After Hensman, it'll be Krogman, who's over the on-deck circle. Schwenke's 2-0 pitch is driven into center field. A line shot. Oh, Maylander took a couple of steps in, and then had to go up high and make a leaping grab. So Hensman hit that ball right on the button, and Maylander almost overran it. But she's able to make the grab in center field. So two down here in the inning. And Allie Krogman now comes to the plate. The base is empty and two down. Schwenke will wind. The pitch is taken high and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes to Krogman with two down and the base is empty. Bottom of the sixth inning. Pitch on the way, and Krogman goes after that high fastball and fouls it straight back. Attacking her dad is up there in the press box. The ball hit just adjacent to the window there in the press box. He's back there doing the PA work tonight. Krogman now steps back in, and the pitch on the way. Line drive, center field. That'll be a base hit. She takes that one right back up the middle. So Krogman with her first hit of the night. Reaches with a two-out single. Just the fourth hit of the night by Atlantic, and that'll bring Marissa Behrens to the plate here for the Trojans. Behrens, the number 9 hitter, 0 for 2 on the night. Trojans trying to mount a two-down, a two-out rally. Runner at first, two down. Pitch on the way to Behrens. Is in there for a called strike. 4-3 is the score. Got a ball that escaped from the baseball diamond next to us. Stop play real quick while they chase that down. And away we go. 0-1 the count, pitched by Schwenke, and that's grounded to second. Up with it, the second baseman, and it'll be a force out as they tag, a fielder's choice, rather, as they tag the runner coming by. So that'll be a four unassisted on the putout, and that'll be the third out here in the inning. As Behrens is out on the field, has done on the fielder's choice, and we have played through six complete. No runs, a hit. Nobody left on base here for the Trojans in the sixth. We go to the seventh inning. Atlantic leading 4-3.
Hi, this is Alan Josephson with the TV Store.
Oh, hi, Al.
I was just calling to see how you like your new Dish Network system that Darren put in for you.
Great. I upgraded to the latest and best Dish Network has to offer. This thing is amazing.
Oh, the 922 Sling. Did Darren explain how you can watch and control the DVR from your computer or smartphone?
Yes, he was great. He showed me how to build and access my account online. I just love being able to control and watch my DVR from anywhere that I have high-speed internet connection. I even set my DVR to record my favorite show from my Verizon BlackBerry last night. We were at the feed lot. I did it all by myself.
Would you like the ability to control your Dish Network DVR from anywhere? Stop out to the TV Store and speak with Al or myself and learn how today. The TV Store, your authorized Dish Network retailer, 907 East 7th Street in Atlanta.
All prices, package, and programming subject to change without notice. Hardware and programming sold separately.
4, 5, and 6 due up here for the Cougars at the top of the seventh inning as Faith McCunn fouls the first pitch off and out of play up the first base side. Faith McCunn, then Michaela Schwenke and Allie Hosfeldt are the hitters due up here in this top of the seventh inning. The Cougars need a run to keep the game alive. It's 4-3 Atlantic. Katie Groves, the pitch. That's low for a ball. 1-1 the count. Groves has given up 5 hits here in the ball game tonight. She struck out 5, walked 2, and hit a batter. Groves the pitch, swung on, grounded right back to the pitcher. Groves reaches up on the big one hop, snags it with the tip of the glove, and makes the throw to first. So it's 1-3 on the put out as McCunn is eliminated. One down, and Michaela Schwenke now will step in. Schwenke to hit here for the Cougars with the bases empty and one down. And a line drive on the first pitch is foul up the first base side. So 0-1 the count. Groves getting ahead of the hitter here. He's done a pretty good job of that for the most part tonight. Cougars were very aggressive most of the night, swinging a lot of first pitches here this evening. Pitch on the way by Groves, up high, swung on and missed. 0-2 the count. Well, the Cougars hopped right out there. They scored 2 runs with the first 3 hitters all coming through. But the Trojans bounce back to take a lead. Cougars narrowed up to 4-3 as that pitch is high for a ball. It's 1-2. And now the Cougars need something just to keep the game going. Groves ready, the 1-2 pitch. On the way, taken for a ball. 2-2. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schwenke ready. So is Groves. Here's the pitch. And that's taken high for a ball. 3-2 now to count. And the 3-2 pitch. Groves on the way, and that is ball 4, missed inside. That's the third walk given up here tonight by Groves as Schwenke reaches on the one-out walk. Allie Hosfeldt now will step in for the Cougars with a runner on at first base. Pitch on the way. That's called strike. So 0-1 the count. One down. We're in the top of the seventh inning. 4-3 Atlantic on top. Cougars have to score to extend the game. Here's the pitch. And a bunt attempt is fouled off here at the plate. And that quickly takes it to 0-2. So Groves way ahead in the count. Now to Hosfeldt. Brittany Harris would be the next hitter. Hosfeldt ready, the pitch from Groves, swung on and fouled back into the screen once again. Still 0-2 the count. No balls, 2 strikes. Pitch by Groves on the way, changeup. Oh, and that's fouled, a check swing, but fouled off right here at the plate. So it remains 0-2. One out, runner at first base. Hosfeldt ready. And the pitch by Groves on the way. Swung on, popped up. Second baseman Krogman is there. She'll make the catch. They'll pop out to the second baseman is the second out here in the inning. And that'll bring Brittany Harris to the plate now. should be the last hope here at this point for the Cougars. Two down, runner at first base, the tying run over at first base. Harris needs to keep it alive. Hill's ready, the pitch on the way, and that's a check swing, but she went too far. That'll be a strike, and it's 0-1. Nothing and one the count to Harris. Groves ready, winds the pitch, and that's taken high for a ball, 1-1. One ball, one strike the count. Groves winds the pitch, swung on and missed for strike two. Groves now one strike away from ending the ball game. Trojans lead 4-3, runner at first. Two down, one ball and two strikes to count to Brittany Harris. Here's the pitch, swung on and just got a piece of it, fouled it back into the screen. Count remains 1-2 on Harris. Groves chases that errant, or that foul ball, and now she's ready. Here comes again the 1-2 pitch. It's on the way, swung on and grounded foul at the plate. So it stays 1-2. Harris stays alive. Groves now ready once again. And again, here comes the 1-2 pitch to Brittany Harris. It's on the way, and it's swung on and fouled back into the screen once again. Bunch of foul balls as Harris refuses to go down easy. So again, Groves will try the 1-2. Harris ready, here it comes. And that's in the dirt. She's trying to take something off of it, and it gets away from Edelman. It'll be a wild pitch, and the runner at first, Schwenke, is now at second base. So a wild pitch. That'll move the runner ahead. Runner at second, two down. Two balls, two strikes the count. Groves ready, here comes. Swung on, line drive into right field, base hit. Up with it is Hensman. She'll fire toward the plate. It's cut off by Groves. That'll keep the runner at third base. So Hensman quickly gets that back in on the line drive single by Harris. So runners on at the corners now with two down. And Angela Berg will come in. Berg 1-for-2 tonight. Make that 1-for-2 plus a sacrifice. 20-for-11, pinch run. And we're going to have a pinch runner now as Aaron Doherty will go in and run at first base. So the potential tying run now on at third base here for the Cougars in the top of the seventh inning. And Brittany Harris stays alive with a bunch of foul balls and lines a single into right. But a quick throw by Hensman in from the outfield doesn't allow them to, the Cougars, to plate the tying run. So the runner on at third is Schwenke. Another runner on at first base. And it'll be up to Angela Berg to do something to keep it alive. Berg, the right fielder, steps in. 4-3, Trojans lead at top of the seventh inning. Groves ready. Here's the pitch to Angela Berg. And swung on, grounded to short. Paige Kennan up with it. Steps, fires across, and in time for the out, and that'll do it. 6-3, the putout. And that will end the game. The Trojans, a 4-3 winner here in the contest this evening as they hang on down the stretch for the victory. 4-3, Atlantic wins it. Back to tell you the totals in just a moment.
My teeth don't hurt. I'm waiting for a phone call from the dog ate my watch. This card got lost in the flood of 1998. Ethan Fingers, so why bother? Whatever your excuse might be, people don't look forward to the dentist. Maybe it's because your previous experience was not good. Let Dr. Mark Markin and Dr. Sean Peterson change your attitude. They're located on the upper level of the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Their friendly staff will help you put a white smile on your face now. Give them a call at 243-1833 before you're thinking about that tooth that hurts.
Confidence is not something that should be taken lightly, especially when it comes to your vision. The staff at Family Vision Center in Atlantic greatly appreciates the high level of confidence you've placed in them. Over the years, you've shown this confidence by recommending the Family Vision Center to your friends and family. They'd like to take this opportunity to thank you and remind you if you're having vision problems, then call the Family Vision Center at 243-1965 for an appointment. They'll give you a complete eye exam and recommend the proper treatment and corrective measures. Your eyesight is a precious gift, so entrust it with people you trust. The Family Vision Center in downtown Atlantic.
Number 7, Chad Christensen.
Jim Field back with you here in Atlantic as the Trojans win it 4-3 here tonight over the Cam Cougars in the baseball, or in the softball game tonight. The Trojans win it with 4 runs on only 4 hits here in the ball game. The Cougars committed 2 errors, and Atlantic left 4 runners on base. Trojans really took advantage of just the few opportunities they have as they were set down in order in 3 different innings here tonight. Also tonight on the other side, Cougars had many more chances here tonight than Atlantic as the Cougars ended up with 3 runs on 6 hits. Atlantic committed 3 errors to help out the Cougars tonight, and Cam left 10 runners on base. The winner tonight is Katie Groves, as Groves gives up those 6 hits, 3 runs on 6 hits, and also she ends up with 5 strikeouts, walk 3, hit a batter, and threw 1 wild pitch. On the other side, the losing pitcher, Michaela Schwenke, for the Cougars, as she gives up just those 4 hits and the 4 runs. She struck out, well, she didn't strike anyone out. She walked 4 and threw 2 wild pitches here tonight as well, and she's the tough luck loser here this evening. So for Atlantic, the win, they move to 3-2 on the season, and for the Cougars, they fall to 1-1 on the young season with the loss. Again, Atlantic, a winner by the final of 4-3. Here this evening. That'll do it for us tonight. Don't forget to join us tomorrow night here for another web-only broadcast here on KJAN.com as we will be right across the complex here at the Baseball Diamond. Atlantic will host Glenwood tomorrow night, and we'll have that broadcast for you as well. You can check the schedule right here on the sports page, at on the Listen Live page, rather, at KJAN.com. Again, your final 4-3, Atlantic, the winner here tonight over the Cam Cougars in girls softball. I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us tonight on KJAN.com.